Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online at thisweekinamerica.us. It's an important book because it's wrong, Bullies versus Nazis by Linda Greco. Lydia was bullied herself in elementary school as well as in the neighborhood in which she grew up. Despite bullying being on the rise all over the world, she feels that few people want to talk about the subject as if it's taboo. Her book was written as a teaching tool, talking about bullies and comparing their behavior to the Nazis, behavior which she feels is actually the same. Lydia has a master's degree in occupational studies and is a licensed psychiatric technician, now retired from the profession, but still a vocal advocate for those who can't advocate for themselves. She earned a MA degree from the California State University at Long Beach, the author of two other books and articles on different subjects. Lydia Greco, author of Because It's Wrong, Bullies versus Nazis, with us on This Week in America. Lydia, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thanks, Rick. It's great to be with you, too.
It is such an important book, and it's something that's quite close to you. But let's start off by talking about what inspired you to write this book. Why did you feel this was so important for you to come up with this book, especially during this era that we're going through?
You know, everywhere you look, it's hate, hate, hate.
Yes.
And somebody has to stand up and say it. Somebody has to have the... I can't say that.
Well,
word.
I know what you mean, yes. No. Yeah, I'll fill in the blanks.
Somebody has to have the guts to get up and say it's wrong. It's against God's commandments. It's love your neighbor as yourself and do unto others as you would have done to yourself. In America, it's do unto others and run. I'm sorry, but it seems to be that way everywhere now. And I'm tired of it. You know, and I've dealt my share of hate, too. You know, I mean, you know, but, you know, I was never a bully. And I have advocated for mentally ill patients for 32 years as a psychiatric technician in a state hospital prison. And I watched the bullying going on in there. It was immense. And the management likes to bully you, too, you know.
Yes.
And I'm so glad I'm retired from there. I can say whatever I want.
Maybe got anyway. Out with the right time, yes. And you don't have to filter or censor yourself. You could just say whatever's on your mind. Lydia Greco.
I couldn't walk with my class for graduation.
Oh, wow.
And I said, well, you go right ahead and write me up. And you make sure you spell your name right because Steven Spielberg is in my class. He was actually graduating at the 9 o'clock ceremony and I was at the 1 o'clock, and I didn't know him. And I had to say that to save my skin. I said, you just make sure you spell your name right and my name right. So everybody, when he puts it on TV, you will look like the fool that you are. And I said, and if you think I'm after your job, you're wrong. I'm going to go leave Metro and I'm going to teach. I don't want your stupid little job.
And
you
impacted many more people by taking that route, and you continue to do it with the book. And I want to go back. Part of the reason you wrote this was what you went through. I mentioned bullying in elementary school in the neighborhood. Let's talk about the impact that had on your life. What type of bullying did you have to endure?
Well, I grew up in a Hispanic ghetto, basically.
Okay.
And it was called... Penguin Village, and my sister actually joined Los Caballos, which is, it means the horses, but I don't know. They had a really neat club jacket, I thought, but it was actually a gang. And my mom, did not sit well with my mom because she didn't raise us that way. And she was told, you better quit or else, you know. We're going to send you to New York and live with your family back there. And she didn't want to go because it's cold there. You know?
Yes. They have snow in New York.
You know, and so she continued to get in trouble. And finally she moved out and found her husband and got married and had kids and eventually moved to Indiana. But we're very close. she's probably going to kill me when she sees this. I went to a Catholic elementary school, and to me, it's worse in those schools. I don't know why. It's just worse. They teach the Bible, but they don't, you know, if you're going to talk the talk, then you better walk the walk. That's how I feel.
Well, what is the role in a case like that? Teachers, do they, in your case in school, did teachers see that you were being bullied? Did they condone it?
Yes, they did. They turned their back and walked away and let it happen. And I used to get milk bombed, and I don't know if you know what that is, but they'd open up the milk, and then they fold it a certain way, and then they heave it at you. And it, you know, on a wool uniform, come on, a jumper, you know what that's going to smell like when you get home.
Yes.
And then they dump trash cans on top of my head, you know, and the nuns would never say anything about it until I was like in sixth grade. A teacher took me aside and she said, "I know what you're going through, and it's a sin. And you take it. Why do you take it?" And I said, "Well, Jesus died on the cross for me, so maybe he's going to forgive them, for they know not what they do." And you know, and he said, "You have so much insight to be such a young lady, and have that much insight." And I really, that's not going to happen anymore. It's going to stop. I said, "Yes, it is," because my brother, who was spina bifida, they didn't have a desk for him. So my dad had to build him a special desk. They started throwing stuff at him. And then I got potty mouth. And I yelled at all of them. I stood up on a table, on a school table, and I said, "I'm going to kill any of you MFs that touch my brother. I swear to you, I'm going to snap your neck." You know, and it stopped for both of us.
Well, yeah, I guess you were speaking their language. They understood exactly what you were saying.
You know, and the nun grabbed me by the hair and dragged me to the office, to Sister Mary David's office, and she was a friend of my dad. And I had long hair then. I had braids. My mom used to braid us every morning. And I got grabbed by the braid, which is, that's being bullied too, you know, and the nun was a bully too. And Sister Mary David said, "You don't have to do that. Leave it. Let her hair go, please." And she said, "Sit down, Miss Greco. Why are you here?" And I said, "Because I used a bad word." And she said, "What was it?" And I told her what it was. And she said, "Why did you say that?" And I said, "They were picking on Joe." And I said, I stood up on the table and I said, "Any of you," and I repeated what I had told you. She said, "You were right to do that, because it's a Catholic school. This is a Catholic school and they have no right to do this to you. And I realized you've been taking it for quite a long time." And I said, "Well, Jesus died on the cross for my sins, and he died on the cross for their sins too. So I just leave it at that. God sees their behavior. He sees my behavior. And I'm humble enough to keep it to myself. But when they pick on my family, don't mess with my family. I'm not going to put up with it."
Lydia Greco, our guest on the program, author of the book, Because It's Wrong, Bullies Versus Nazis. Her website is lydiagreco.com. That's LYDIAGREICO. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book information available there. You'll find the book, of course, at Amazon and all the usual places. What is the role of a parent in a situation like this? Do parents sometimes look the other way, avoid getting involved in confrontation? What should parents do when they know their child is being bullied?
They need to take them and get them counseling, because otherwise they're going to turn bad too, you know. They need to give them a little extra special attention. They need to have a parent-teacher conference and see what's going on at the school. You know, find a way to help that kid, because, you know, there were times when I even thought suicide, you know, that would get me out of it. But as a Catholic, to kill yourself, you burn in hell, you know. And so I didn't do it. You know, obviously, yes, that's not my goal in life, is to burn in hell. I want to go to heaven and be with my mom, you know.
Yes.
We just lost her a month ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And I want to be with her. So, and I want to be with my brother. He's gone too. And all my grandparents and everybody else that's up there. And Jesus. I want to be up there partying with all of them, you know. Just be out of this world. It's just terrible here, you know. And
is it getting any better? We hear a lot about bullying, but I'm not sure that we're really seeing a lot of results.
Well, right now, 25,000 kids a year kill themselves from bullying. That's what the statistics said when I was writing my book. Back in, like, the day, 1974, it was like 150 kids a year. And then in 2010, it changed. It was 6,000 a year, and they thought that was shameful. This is shameful. 25,000 kids a year. That is shameful. And I didn't even find out. And you, after I wrote the book and it was all published and it was out to the public, my friend, you know, she showed me this video called The Brownout, and you can find it on YouTube. And it was the first, it was at a Catholic school, a high school in Carlsbad, California, St. Bernardines. And the kid was, the victim of the bullying, he got back, oh God, why didn't I think of this? He took horse laxatives. Mm. He grinded it up really good, stuck it in his backpack. And then just before lunch, he hit the fire alarm and everybody had to run outside, and he hid in the kitchen. And he poured all the horse laxatives in the lemonade. And the school, needless to say, you know what, horse lax, they have maltitol in them. Maltitol gives you foaming diarrhea. I mean, it goes out fast. Mm. And they had to close that school for 2 days to clean the mess because... You know, and I say, payback's a bee, you know?
Exactly.
I wish I would have known about that when I was a kid.
Well,
know?
It's probably best that you didn't.
You know?
Yes, we're going to try that out ahead of time. Lydia Greco, our guest on the program, talking about her book, Because It's Wrong, Bullies Versus Nazis. How do people become bullies? Maybe that's part of figuring out how this happens so we can try to prevent it. How do they become bullies?
Well, I think it's because the parents don't have time for them, you know, and social media and the violent movies and all that gives them permission. And if your parents are constantly working, and in some cases it's okay because both parents have to work in some cases to make ends meet, you know, but you made your kids do something with them. Have a day where nobody's plugged into anything and go do a movie or go have a picnic, or maybe I just have old-fashioned ideas, but old-fashioned ideas work too, you know.
Yes, yes.
And do something with your kids so they're not frustrated, so they feel loved. Plus, there's the breakdown of society. Divorce, people get married and they, oh, well, I'm just going to leave you. You know, it didn't work. Oh, well, you know. And you know, that's not right either. You got kids that have feelings and you're leaving. You're splitting up your family and stuff. They become angry. And the first person they see, they take it out on, and that's usually on the playground. And that's how a bully starts, you know.
Yes. And if they're not checked, they become full-on bullies. I just realize how quickly the time is going, and so much to talk about in this. And I guess you can go back to your circumstances. Are bullies aware of their behavior? And I say that because, yes, I'm sure some are. That's their intent. Others, I'm sure when you were going through harassment, being bullied, They're probably kids that went along just to go along that really didn't understand the scope of what they were doing. Do most of them understand what they're doing is wrong and it is bullying?
No, they think they're teasing you.
Yes.
A lot of the time they think they're teasing you, but that's not the case. That's just out and out bullying, and they use foul language at you, and they throw food at you, and everybody in their group laughs and stuff, and there's nothing funny about it. You know, if you're making a kid cry, then that's wrong. That's not what God wants you to do.
No, that should be a pretty good indicator there that your behavior is excessive. You touched on this in the beginning. We think of bullying being young people in schools. You mentioned the workplace. Do you see examples of bullying in the workplace, adult-on-adult bullying?
I'm glad I'm out of there, but we used to be bullied into doing 16-hour shifts. They said mandatory overtime because they didn't properly staff the hospital or the prison. They didn't properly staff it. So they would, whoever's on day shift gets stuck. Whoever is on PM shift, I remember one time on my unit where I worked, we didn't even have a knock shift. So it was three overtimes. Oh my God. It's from 3:15 till 7 in the morning. That is the most wicked shift. It's 16 hours. Then you got to drive with your eyes like this on the road. You know, and that's not good. We've had like three people died behind the wheel from falling asleep, you know, but they don't learn at the hospital that it's their fault. It's their fault that those people are dead. Excuse me, I have a cotton mouth, so I'm going to have to take a drink here.
Well, and while you're doing that, I'll just sort of follow up on what you were saying. There's certainly overt bullying and more subtle forms of bullying, which you're just talking about. A couple minutes left in the program. You've touched so many people, continue to touch people with this book because it's wrong, Bullies versus Nazis. What else are you working on? I mentioned that you've written a couple of other books, articles as well. Are you working on something now?
I'm working on getting over my mom's death. That's my main thing because I've been grieving so bad. You know, I went and I got a picture of her and I blew it up to 3 feet by 4 feet. So I feel like she's with me in spirit. You know, she made me promise that I would go on with this project. She told me that God is going to bless you immensely. You're going to be... She said, I think it's awesome what you're doing. And she said, God is pleased.
Well, I'm sure that's the case. And obviously, Mother was proud of the work that you've done and continue to do. I know that you've worked with Reader's Magnet on this project. Talk a little bit, a minute or so left in the program, with the experience. What has this been like to work with a creative group like Reader's Magnet?
They're awesome. Mario, he calls me his book shrink. And it's really funny. I don't know how he got that, but he's awesome. Everybody there has been so welcoming, and it's nice to be respected for your credentials. You know, I did a 7-year master's program in a year because I just wanted my life back.
Yes.
When I was in the bachelor's program, I had a teacher that said, if you get a 4.0, you have to promise me you're going to get your master's degree. I said, yeah, right. I'm going to get a 4.0 with this brain. Oh, I don't think so. You know, and I did. I got close to a 3.989.
Wow.
And I got all kinds of awards and everything. I got the who's who among students in American colleges and universities, and I got then into my master's program. I got outstanding graduate honors, and I got a leadership award, and they said they expected great things from me, so I'm giving them what they asked for.
Well, I think that you're delivering on that with the Reader's Magnet there to help you along the way. This has been so much fun, and the time has gone by way too quickly. The book we're talking about is Because It's Wrong, Bullies versus Nazis. Lydia Greco is the author. That's L-Y-D-I-A. And Greco is G-R-E-I-C-O. Her website is lydiagreco.com. The book's available wherever books are sold, and you can link on directly to Lydia's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Lydia, a pleasure to have you on the program. Congratulations on all the good work that you're doing, continued success, and thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Rick. That's been awesome.
It has been my pleasure, because it's wrong, Bullies versus Nazis. Lydia Greco, our guest and the author, her website, lydiagreco.com. And, of course, you can find all the information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.